There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at PlushCare.com/weightloss. That's PlushCare.com/weightloss. PlushCare.com/weightloss.
Lunch with Leah, episode 612, and here's Leah.
Hi, everybody. Nice to see you all again in these bright lights. I feel like a big movie star with all these lights and my big production team. Oh, my goodness. So here's the little one. He's been fussing all day. He wants attention. Oh, my God. You don't even want to know. So Buddy had surgery. All my dogs now. It's unbelievable. First, Dottie, the terrier, broke her leg, running and going crazy with the other dogs. Guess how much the bill was? Take a guess.
I have no idea. Probably over $1,000.
$4,200 for a broken leg on the dog. Then Buddy needed knee surgery, which we already had scheduled. And that he's getting picked up right now from the vet. How much do you think that bill was?
Probably another $1,000.
$5,000. And then... the other one needed his ears and his teeth cleaned and whatever, his shots. Guess how much that was?
Probably.
$775,000. So I am going bankrupt on the dogs. So the girl said, why don't you get dog insurance? So now we're going to have to get dog insurance. How do people do this? An average woman, she's home with the kid, the dog gets sick. They take the dog to the vet, and the vet says, I can fix the leg for $4,000, or the dog can walk on three legs. I don't know how people do it. It's insane. I feel sorry for people trying to have kids have dogs. How can you grow up and not have dogs? Everybody needs to have dogs or cats or something, but they're so expensive now. Yep. I don't know. I can't take it anymore. Everything's so expensive. The world is unfair. I don't think people should have to pay that to take care of an animal. By the way, these are all rescue dogs. So I rescued these dogs that have now cost me $10,000 in 2 days. Oh, my God. So there's that. Now, this one is going to get her teeth cleaned. So listen to this. They put them under to clean their teeth. And I don't want to put this one under because it's only 5 pounds, right? So I found out through Jerry, my friend in L.A., that in L.A. they have a service that cleans your dog's teeth without putting them under. And they do the same thing. They swaddle them. It takes them 20 minutes. You wait for them while they're there. And they do a complete deep cleaning. And you don't have to put them under. So this one's getting his deep cleaning in November. Now I wonder what that's going to cost. By the way, I told Breda 3 times, I told Paul 3 times, and I wrote it down yesterday. Take Buddy and Wolf. Wolf's getting his teeth done and his ears done, and Buddy's getting the surgery. And do not take the little one. I wake up, where's the little dog? Oh, we took him to the vet. What's he doing at the vet? Oh, no, we took him to the vet. So then they had to go get the little dog who sat at the vet for no reason for half a day. This is the world I live in. It's just too much. It's just too much. Then, I don't know if you went on Instagram and saw Freda locked herself out of the apartment.
Mm-hmm.
And so what did she do? Instead of calling so we could find out if we had an extra key, which she's so weird about giving an extra key, she finally gave Jason an extra key when we went to L.A. So if any emergency, he could get in there. But she, where is it then? Oh, she gave Desperanza. Can you believe this? So she gives it to Esperanza, who works that's the one responsibility Esperanza has then, I guess, is holding Freda's key. Because what else does she do? So she, instead of asking, did we have an extra key, or how to handle it, which we would call locksmith. What does a locksmith cost?
$130.
Okay. Well, that's expensive, but what do you think she did? She took this, what do you call those things they chop the coconuts with? Those big knives?
It's a machete.
A machete? She took a machete and a hammer, and she went in there and hammered that door down, the lock off that door. And I see her walking in the house. It's deluging. She's got the umbrella. with a machete and a hammer. And I'm like, well, did you kill Paul? What are you doing? Who'd you kill? Oh, no, the door got locked out. I went, just wait. I was gone. I would have been home in 10 minutes. Why didn't you just call me, you know? All this is in Spanglish. And she's like, oh, no, the dogs were locked in there. So she had to get it open right away because the dogs were locked in there. Well, dogs can be in there for 10 minutes by themselves. I would have called the locksmith. Now we have to either replace the lock or the door. I mean, I just don't even know. I was like, and then I went up there to see what in the hell she was doing. And do you know what she has on her front porch, James?
What'd she have?
Are you ready? A clothesline.
Mm-hmm.
So when the neighbors, it's upstairs above the garage apartment.
Right.
When the neighbors walk the neighborhood, they can look up on her porch and they can see a clothesline as if she were in Ecuador with clothespins and her drawers and panties and bras and towels hanging on a clothesline outside her patio on my porch in my nice neighborhood. Oh, the dryer works. She says they smell better if she puts them out in the fresh air. You can't take the girl out of the country. You can't change the mentality no matter how hard you try. I try so hard. I sent her to English classes for 5 years. She speaks 5 words. I sent her to driving school 2 times. She failed. She finally went and passed. The first time she got in the car with Paul, she ran up on a neighbor's porch. So there's no license. You don't get to drive. I mean, I don't know. That's my life. So anyway, RJ and I are planning to go to Texas, Jason. We finally got that trip all organized, and I'm going to meet Jeff Lewis in Texas, okay? And so when I meet Jeff there on the 15th, I'm going to do his live radio show. And I don't know what we're going to talk about. He's going to promote my product. He said he would promote the product if I went on the show. He'll at least give me a plug, so I'll get a plug. And I don't know what we're going to talk about in Dallas, but he's flying to Dallas and meet me halfway, and we're going to do his show. And then I'm going to go on to Waco, and RJ's going to go, and RJ's already talking about going to the gun range. He wants to go fishing. He wants to go ride horses. He wants to go to the barbecue restaurants that he likes that I literally cannot go. I can't even look. Have you ever walked in and seen a slab of ribs like this where you know it came off the side of a cow? I just can't. So we're doing that. There's that. And then I started watching the movie. Did you guys watch Impeachment, the Bill Clinton, Monica Lewinsky? Are you watching it?
I started it. I haven't watched
it. It got slow. It wasn't very good in the beginning. Did you watch it? Alex, she didn't watch it. She was not even born when that happened. Jason, I know you didn't watch it. Okay, so I watched it. The first 2 episodes were kind of slow, and I couldn't really get into it. But the other night, in the middle of the night, 3 o'clock in the morning, nothing else to do, I said, oh, let me just watch part of the next one. Third episode's really good, but it gave me the heebie-jeebies. I was had so much anxiety watching it. I was like, I just had anxiety because you see where it's going and knowing the real story. It was just really, oh my God. But it's kind of worth watching. I don't really want anyone to watch it because I love Bill Clinton. I think he did so many great things for the country. He put Ruth Bader Ginsburg on the court. He balanced the budget and left a surplus, the first president in modern history. His wife was brilliant. She got insurance for disabled kids back when there was no insurance available for them and made the schools all put in ramps where kids could get in wheelchairs or on crutches. I mean, they did so many great, they raised all that money and literally are the ones that saved this whole African continent, South Africa, from the AIDS crisis. So they've done so many good things. So I hated to see that being showcased, but you know, inquiring minds want to know. And then I watched Billionaire. Are you guys watching Billionaire? No. Am I the only one that's watching Billionaire? Oh, you like it? You're watching it? Oh, Jason loves it. Okay, so what do you think? I don't want to give it away, but what do you think about it? It looks like that couple at the end. Oh, okay, well, I'm not going to say it. Because it's. Oh, no, it's good. But I don't know. There's something coming up that I don't know if I'm going to like it. We'll see. And then I heard from Joanna Krupa. She told me she's coming here in November, James. We have to remember to make sure we get a hold of her. And, oh, God, guess who I ran into the other day? I was at the Sea Grill outside. I had a table outside away from all the other tables. They know me now. They put me away from everybody. It was going to be me and Roy, and RJ didn't go because I forgot what came up. And we were meeting this other couple there. and that we hadn't seen in like 2 years since COVID, and they're vaccinated. I'm standing there, and this guy walks up to me, and he goes, "Hi, Leah." I didn't recognize him. Guess who it was, Jason? Frederick.
Oh.
He weighs 100 pounds. He's skinny as a rail. His hair is the length of James's. I didn't recognize him.
You mean Frederick from?
Adriana's ex-husband. Yeah, and I said, "Are you still married or divorced?" Because I really didn't know. And he said, "Oh no, they were divorced." And then I'm not even going to get into it. But I talked to him for a few minutes, which reminded me to text Alex. I texted Alex and said, "Alex, you need to get a hold of RJ. He's living right there on the campus. You know, he'd love to see you." So there's that. Can you believe it? I mean, this is a very small world. So I said, "Well, I'll keep up with you sometime and say hi, blah, blah." And then there are a bunch of people trying to get me to run for mayor of Miami. Can you believe this? At first it was a joke, and now they're really starting to push me. I'm not qualified to be the mayor of Miami, nor do I want the job. I think it's hilarious, but I would do a good job. I only have to run on some platform like get rid of that stupid art that you put in our neighborhood that's totally inconsistent with the neighborhood. What is that, Jason? It looks like a spider. One of them looks like a spider. That is art that should be in a highly contemporary, it should really be nowhere. But if it were somewhere, it should be in a very highly new, contemporary, straight-lined place. It shouldn't be in Coral Gables, but it's so unattractive, and RJ complains every time we drive by there. So I said, "Well, the first thing I'm going to have to do is change out the art, put some fountains in, but I'm not going to be the mayor." But in any event, finally made it to the grocery store. Do you know I never go anywhere anymore? So I went to the grocery store, and I run in, I get all the stuff, and I run out, and I'm so proud of myself. I feel like, oh my God, I did something good, because I don't want Freda to go, because even though she's been vaccinated 3 times, I don't really trust her to wear her mask and to be as careful as I am. Because, you know, in Florida, this thing is rampant. Have you followed it lately? How many are, what it is? Have you followed it?
I mean, it's been going down some, but it's still bad.
Because yeah. I quit following it in Florida when they got up to 2,000 a day and over 50,000 people dying. I couldn't take it. Do you know more people have died from COVID in Florida than DeSantis won the election by?
Yeah.
Do you know that?
Yeah.
So all of his supporters are dying off. So what are they doing? They're purging the voting rolls to make up for it. They're so crooked.
It is.
Now, I don't know if you guys have been following the that sad, sad story. That beautiful young girl that was killed, think. How do you say her name? Potato or something?
Petraea.
Anyway. So her boyfriend Laundrie that they're looking for. And did you know the bounty hunter went and knocked on their door, and now he's in on it?
Did you see all the stuff that he found that the FBI and the police and everybody didn't?
At the camp.
At the parents' house.
Oh, was at the house? Why did they let him in?
He went there for the, because there was the FBI issued a warrant, so he went there to try to see what he could find out.
Yeah, but why did the parents let him in the house?
I don't think they were there, but they have a search warrant for the house, the government.
Yeah, but
does.
You can have a search warrant, it doesn't make him qualified to use
it. He probably got one too, I wouldn't surprise, but he found stuff outside as well. There was something on the inside as well that he couldn't believe the FBI overlooked.
Well, I can't believe they let him in the house, and his search warrant I don't think he would qualify to get a search, he might qualify to get a search warrant,
He does.
Oh, I didn't know he went in the house. I saw the part where he went to a camping ground and said that they were all on the camping ground together. But, you know, I was thinking about that, too, and then I asked Roy about it. Apparently the mother was seen getting a burner phone with him. Did you read that?
Mm-hmm.
But if that happened before there was a warrant out for his arrest, there's nothing illegal about that. It's only illegal to aid and abet someone that's already been arrested. So a person of interest, if they were helping him before he was arrested, they don't have any exposure unless they lied about it. If they lied about it to the cops or the FBI, then they have a problem for lying. But remember, the lawyer told them they couldn't talk.
Yeah. Well, I'm looking. I just actually Googled it while we've been sitting here talking, and an hour ago, he announced that he's closing in on it. He thinks he knows where the
bounty
guy is.
Hunter?
Yeah, he's within. It's at that campground within 75 miles of the parents' house.
I this is what I thought. I thought he got a 9-day start and he was on the run and was probably
and
somewhere
his parents probably
else.
Helped him, I think.
Probably.
What, that's what the evidence he found said.
Probably
so.
They did before he was arrested.
Correct.
I don't think they did after he was arrested, because after he was arrested, he was already gone by then. But if the bounty hunter finds him, he's going to launch a whole new career out of this. He went from being nobody to back in the game again.
There is again.
But the sad story, when the parents gave that press conference, I literally could not listen to it all. It broke my heart. They've all got tattoos now that based on a design, because they said she was an artist that said let it be, and they've all got that tattoo on their arm, the mother, the stepmother, the father, the stepfather. Oh, my God, that is just your worst nightmare. Oh, it makes me so upset. But the bounty hunter thinks he's going to get him. And you know who's been following that? If you go to Twitter to Brian, E-N-T-I-N, he has not slept. He sleeps in his car. He orders Uber Eats. He has been on that. Every hour he reports an update on that show. Every hour on his Twitter account of what the latest. So anyway, but I will say this, and I'm going to get a lot of criticism for it, but I don't really care. I'm so annoyed. I agree that they should cover the case. I do. But they are obsessing over the case. They know she's already dead and buried, and they know the FBI is looking for the guy. Why are they continuing to obsess over it? Let the FBI do their job and find the guy and bring him in. But why aren't you putting that time in the news on the fact that Trump's lawyer, Eastman, wrote a 6-point memorandum on how to overthrow the government? Why aren't they spending all that time that they're spending on now what Congress is going to do or not do? Make your report. Congress is arguing about this. They're going to vote this day. They're not going to vote. And then you give the result. Why aren't they putting some of that time into the fact that Trump and his entire team have in writing a plan on how to overthrow the government before January 6th? Why isn't anyone talking about that? To me, that's the biggest news of the century. That in the United States of America, that a president, his chief of staff, his lawyer, and even his vice president all knew what he was trying to do and even wrote out a plan on how to do it. They're not even talking about it anymore. That's driving me crazy. And then I watched Lost Sons. Did you see that CNN special? This guy was adopted, and he thought he was adopted. He was kidnapped, and then he got back with his parents. And it's so, oh, my God. It's a complicated thing, but the twists and turns and how it ends out, it was pretty good. It was worth watching, I thought, anyway. Meanwhile, James tells me we've gotten a little notice from the post office that they're going to be delaying our little products starting in the holidays for up to 10 days. How's that? And by the way, we pay for 2-day tracking. We pay the premium amount of money to get your products out to you. We ship them out the same day or the next day. And now the post office, who's still being ran by DeJoy, the one that confiscated all of the mailboxes before the last election, is still running the show. And your products are going to get up to 10 days late during the holidays. So if you need anything for the holidays, now would be the time. Don't wait. I can't even believe that. Yeah. That annoys me that we're paying for 2 days and they're going to get them in 10.
To 15.
It's so annoying.
Business days.
I'm furious. Then I'm reading the book Peril. If you haven't gotten that book, you need to go get it, because Bob Woodward and Bob Costa wrote it. But Bob Woodward also was the guy that busted the Watergate theory case years back with, what's his name, Bob Woodward and anyway. But it's so good.
Nixon.
The book is so good. I mean, you're not going to believe it. It's just that show was played by, they made a movie out of it with Dustin Hoffman and what's his name from Sundance, the blonde, the good looking guy, Robert Redford. Yeah. Yeah. It was good. But that book is really good. You're not going to believe all the juicy gossip in there. Then there's a new book coming out called Now I'll Answer Your Questions by Stephanie Grisham, who was Melania's chief of staff. And you won't believe the stuff that's coming out in that book either. Apparently, once she found out, once it was rubbed in her face about the affairs, she just went rogue and started doing whatever the hell she wanted, whenever she wanted, and she didn't cooperate with anything. Because she said, F you. You're going to put me through that and embarrass me like that? I'm not helping you anymore. Anyway, it's supposed to be pretty good. And so you're going to have to, I have to read that next. And then, another thing, they were all piling on on General Milley, remember? Because they said he is a traitor to the country. Now they have the hearings, and it turns out he saved the country from China maybe making a first strike, worried that Trump was out of control and was going to strike them first. So you got to read that Peril book. Then, this is funny. I got a little email from some realtor. This is a good marketing idea. I hadn't thought of it. So I got an email from a realtor that I don't even know in Los Angeles. Congratulations on your living in your house for 5 years. So I guess I bought the house 5 years ago this month. But isn't that a good marketing ploy? A realtor. Oh, by the way, if you're unhappy with your house or you want to look for another house, here's my contact information. I thought it was really clever, but the thing is, I've been there 5 years. I didn't know I'd been there 5 years. I wondered how long I'd been there. Jason, how old is this dog? Did you know? Did I have this dog when we first bought that house? James, did I have this little, when did I buy this little dog?
I don't know. You had it when I started working for you.
Well, he's my only non-rescue dog. Oh, he's 7 years old? Six and a half, maybe? Oh, seven next year. He's six and a half. Do not age him. Okay. So there's that. And then let's see what else is going on that we can gossip about. Oh, I want to tell you about this. Just so you know, James did this cute little thing. It's fall skincare event. Look at this. Isn't this the cutest thing? This is so cute. Oh, Jew, it's a pumpkin with a face mask on it. I really liked it. And it's got a towel on its head. Anyway, it's 25% off of our beauty and sudden use individual skincare products. That's everything, right?
Right now, everything, including the face wash and the exfoliant.
At 25% off. And the code, the promo code is Fall Event, FALLEVENT. Oh, my God, this little face.
And we're giving every order a complimentary lavender CBD bath bomb as well.
Oh, my God, we're going to go broke. I do love this bath bomb, so I can't help it. And I gave you that test to test. Did you get it? The dark spots. We have tested how many dark spots? 20 different products, and none of them get rid of the dark spots. Let's hope this one works. We need it. So now in royal news, if anyone's interested, Prince Andrew did have to, he accepted the lawsuit of the girl that says he had sex with her when she was 16. So that's going to be a shit show because you know how the tabloids are over there in London. They're horrible and they're brutal. So he's going to be going through some things. And then Harry and Meghan, go ahead.
No, it's just, yeah, he is.
Yeah, some big things. And then Harry and Meghan went to New York. Did you see that?
I did see that.
Did they take Archie?
I never saw them say that.
I would never leave RJ at home. I'm not criticizing them. I just wouldn't do it. I'd take him and the nanny. But anyway, apparently they went, and they did all kinds of things. They went to a Global Citizens event. They went to a Unite the World event. They went to Defeat Poverty event. They went to a vaccine promotion event. So they're doing their philanthropy. Good for them. They were probably paid for their personal appearances, and they probably paid their expenses and everything. But at least they're doing something really good. Meanwhile, they showed a picture of Prince William and Kate going to the premiere of, what's that film, the James Bond one, the new one, it's called Some Die Young or something?
No Time to Die.
No Time to Die. Well, I'm going to tell you something. That's the first time she's ever looked good dressed. She looked good. Did you see her?
Yeah, she did.
You didn't like
her? I was thinking about something else about that movie.
Yeah.
I read a review this morning about it, and they were talking about it's 2 hours and 43 minutes long.
Yeah.
And they said that the title is No Time to Die, but actually maybe that's not correct because they were talking about how long it was. It's a little bloated, they said, so... The new Bond film. After
really?
They'd held it up
for
4 years.
And this is his last one.
It's
and apparently
one.
He made a very gracious and endearing speech to the entire staff. And apparently he's a very lovely, wonderful guy to work with.
Yeah.
But she looked really good. She had on a gorgeous
really
dress. Do you know who made that dress?
I don't know.
Jason, I'm surprised Jason doesn't know. And she looked good. She usually looks frumpy no matter what she wears. She looked really, it was custom made. Well, they can afford that, you know. And so there's that. And then let's see. Oh, by the way, when Harry and Meghan went to New York, they were staying at the Carlisle. That's where his mother used to stay. And I stayed at the Carlisle before. I'm not a big fan of it. The rooms are little and they're old and the sinks are little. And it's not a posh kind of, it kind of is, but it's got a lot of history. But, you know, the lounge is very famous for that one singer that you sing there, Lane, whatever, all the time. And I think she died, maybe, or retired. But anyway, So there's that. So let's go to the house. Let's go to some serious. Let's go to serious news, breaking news. Let's go to what the world revolves around, the housewives. Okay. So Beverly Hills is now going to have four reunions.
Four-part reunion.
So now Erica made the comment that it's because of her. Yeah, well,
I'm
it
sure
is.
There's a whole hour of pile
I'm
on.
Sure it is because of her. And then she gets a bunch of criticism for saying that. Well, if it's true, why are you criticizing her? You know they spent a huge amount of time on her. You know they had to.
He said 90 minutes. He said, I questioned you.
Edited down 90 minutes? Or
he said the first 90 minutes, he went in very hard on Erica.
Oh, he wants to look like a hard-hitting reporter now.
Good luck with that. Well, I'm going to tell you why. Because the fans have been upset with him over the last couple of reunions where they feel like in Potomac he sided with someone and didn't really...
Oh, so now he's going to overcompensate.
Yeah, so now they're... Now, since
he does do good interviews when he does serious interviews. Yeah. But he doesn't need to overcompensate. See, this is what they do. They always overcompensate. They always overcompensate. The Justice Department's overcompensating now because Trump politicized it so much. Now they're not going to politicize it at all. And why they always overcompensate? Everybody overcompensates. Don't do that. Well, I'm be interested to see that reunion. I did see how they were all dressed. I have to be honest with you. The only two that I really liked the way they were dressed was Rena and Dorit. And Dorit hit it out of the park as she always does. By far, the best dressed at the reunion. Didn't you think?
Yes.
She always is. She's the best dressed person on television.
I heard.
Period.
She has been put on a do not sell list, though.
What does that mean?
Louis Vuitton.
But what does that mean?
Do not sell to her because
she'll bring it back.
Apparently, she's been reselling it online somewhere, and
what do they care if she resells
because
it?
They feel like it's depreciating the value of the brand because she's a high profile person.
Well, guess what? They should be loaning her the damn clothes.
That's what I said.
For the amount of promotion and publicity she's got.
I read that article a couple weeks ago, and I was like, wow, I can't believe they kind of took that stance. But you know how those houses of fashion are. Look at Hermes. Look at you. They won't let you buy but two bags a year.
You only buy two a year. I haven't bought any in a long time. It's time to buy one. So
and they make you spread the two out over 6 months.
Over a year. It's ridiculous. But, you know, I think that they should be loaning her the clothes. I don't think
it's
they should tell her she can't
her.
Sell the clothes.
Absolutely.
That's bullshit. You know, I'm so sick of the people with their nose so high in the air. Jason, I found that necklace, that Givenchy necklace. They have it at the Miami Design District. Or if you're around next week, see if you can go by and get it on consignment for 24 hours. Give them a credit card to hold it. I have to be able to take it back because it has to fit perfectly. It has to lay perfectly. And guess what? Isn't Gucci the brand you really love now?
Saint Laurent.
Oh, it's Saint Laurent. Well, I found out my really good friend gets the big discount at Gucci. So I thought that was the one you like. Now it's Saint Laurent. God, I'm going to go fish for a Saint Laurent person now. Well, we already know Versace's not going to give us any discounts.
Yeah, I'm not... I'm a little turned off by them at the moment.
Why?
Just some of the products held up very well. And
like what?
I have a belt that I've worn four times that's already breaking.
So take it. Did you take
week.
It back?
They gave me a little bit of a hard time about it.
Well, what about
I didn't buy it at the store. And so that aggravated me.
Yeah, that's aggravating. What about those cups we paid $1,100 for?
Yeah.
And you had to send it back.
I know.
We
got it fixed. Yeah, and they sent us actually replacement.
Yeah, but crystals that was $1,100 for those.
Exactly.
I mean, they're not cheap.
No, they're not. So,
oh, my God.
But
so,
they did a runway show this week. Did you see that where the designers of the fashion houses switched?
Yeah.
So Versace did Fendi and Fendi did Versace.
That's a gimmick. I think it's stupid. I was like, I just couldn't even deal with that. It just made me like, oh, my God, please don't start this gimmick bullshit. Are you kidding? It's all because they're all owned by that big LVMH thing or whatever. And so I think that's stupid. What is Donatella Versace going to be putting a Fendi logo on something for?
Exactly.
It's just stupid. It's a gimmick, and it makes you look like a sucker for buying.
Well, they did it for it was like a charity thing that they swapped and did for Fashion Week, and people could come and see what they did with each other's signature styles and things. So it was interesting. I thought it was okay, but I mean, actually, I thought it was better than the actual Versace show.
It's corny.
The Versace show is horrible.
Whatever.
Lourdes, Madonna's daughter, she walked the runway in it.
The
dress looked horrible. It did not fit her. She looked like a man.
Oh, I didn't see it.
I thought it was awful.
Really? I didn't see that one.
Yeah, I thought the whole show was horrible.
Well, back to the Housewives.
Yeah,
Portia is apparently not going to come back.
And Cynthia isn't either.
Yeah, and Portia's being replaced by this Olympian, like someone that won a gold medal or a silver medal or some medal at the Olympics.
Yeah, that's
and she's got a spinoff. So I guess they're going to let her go. I don't know why they don't keep her and give her a spinoff. They did that for Candy and Bethany and everybody else. And then Cynthia left, leaving after 11 years. And I heard it's because they wanted her to become a friend. And she said, no, I pass. I don't blame her. I'm going to be a friend. I mean, you're a sidekick.
That's probably what's
going
to happen in New York, too.
With a bunch of them. Yeah.
I think
they're all going to be friends.
They've all been asked to be friends, and they said no thanks.
They've all asked to be friends? Well, if they stick together.
Luann, Sonia, and
Ramona.
And Ramona, all three.
Yeah, but I'm going to tell you, if they stick together, it's going to be hard for them to get rid of them all. Yeah. But if one or two of them say, I'll be a friend, then they're going to be able to do it. So they're going to be like friends. Remember that Friends show where they stuck together? I'm surprised Sonia didn't say, fine, I'll do it. She's easy like that. The others are a little more calculated.
Apparently, they have been on the show so long that their salaries are really high, and it's becoming
A lot can happen in the next 3 years. Like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans are available for these changing times. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer budget-friendly, flexible coverage for people who are in between jobs or missed open enrollment. The plans last nearly 3 years in some states, with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. So for whatever tomorrow brings, UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans may be for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/achieve today.
Profitable.
Well,
because the ratings
it's
have
not
been
just that. After 10 years, I mean, how much more do you want to know about these women? You know everything about them. It's the same. It's like a soap opera that doesn't change. Maybe it's a different boyfriend, or maybe it's a different one-night stand, or maybe it's a different drunk episode, but you know all these women. You know everything about them. So I think they're having a hard time coming up with content and storylines, you know? So, I mean, that's just my read on it, kind of even watching it. So it's not like an expert or anything. And then one of them went to South Africa. Was that Portia that went on her honeymoon or got her engagement party down in South Africa, and they're filming it for the for the spinoff. So maybe that's why she's not going to be on there. And then Kenya is on Dancing with the Stars.
Oh, no.
And apparently there was a story that broke. Yeah, they broke a story last night saying that Bravo was not happy about it.
Yeah,
I don't know why. Well, why? Lisa Rinna did it. Lisa Vanderpump did it.
Yeah, but didn't they do it after
Lisa Vanderpump was doing it while she was on the show, for sure. I don't know about Rinna, might have done it before she was on the show, but I don't know why they would care. To me, it brings, to me, they need content. That's content. To me, if they can pick up the Dancing with the Stars audience and get them to watch Kenya on the Housewives show, good for them. If Kenya can bring her audience to start Dancing with the Stars, good for them. Why does anybody care? I don't understand that, unless she's there, not there to film. That's a different story. But they could film her with a little bit of a different life in L.A. Might be a little interesting, because it's kind of the same old thing on all these shows anymore, a lot of it, you know? Mm-hmm. Not that they're to criticize, but, I mean, how much can you, I mean, you, it's like even your top sitcoms have, at some point, they just run out of juice, you know? I think they've had a big run of it. They should just all give thanks and let the chips fall. Anyway.
And Vicky's husband broke up with her.
Oh, you know what? That? I wanted to ask you about that. He broke up with her?
Yes, and I heard that she's
devastated. I heard she's angry and bitter about it.
Yeah.
But why did he say why he broke up with her?
The article didn't say that. It just said that they had split up and that she was not taking it very well, and that they had unfollowed each other.
Yeah,
on
I saw that
media.
Part. Isn't that the standard today? If you unfollow someone and they unfollow you, and you're no longer friends, isn't that pinky friend? Yeah. So stupid.
I think when he ran for president, the light bulb went on, or governor. Yeah, he ran for governor of California. I think the light bulb went on of really where he was versus where he thought he was in his life, maybe, and that's kind
of... Well, I was going to say, it's interesting that he waited until after his governor run to break up with her.
Yeah.
So you're saying that maybe he thought because he was with her, he was a bigger deal than he is, and he was going to get more votes than he did.
Yeah.
And then when he saw she's not bringing him the glitz and the glamour that he thought, then he dumped her?
Yeah, that, I think it's been, you know, that.
Well, so, I also heard this.
She's big anti-vaxxer, and
that's
she
right.
went on that OG trip that that's they just filmed at Bluestone Manor with all the other ladies, and I heard that they all railed on her the whole time she was up
that's
there.
That's what I was going to say. I heard that they got in a big, I heard she and Dorinda got in literally a knockdown drag out over it. And that she was telling them all they're going to die if they take the vaccine.
If they took the vaccine, they were going to die.
Well, maybe that's why he broke up with her. Maybe he thought he was going to die because he had gotten the vaccine. And he, you know, all those people down in Orange County don't believe in any of the vaccines. They're like weird like that. So meanwhile, let's see.
You've got some comments here.
Okay, well, let's hear them.
They're agreeing with you on the Housewives that it's kind of run the course. They need to retweak the formula. I mean, you know, they've seen enough dinner parties and fights and all of that. And then it was Elaine Stitch earlier that you were trying to think of.
Oh, yeah, Elaine Stitch. That's who it was.
And pretty much they're all agreeing, too, that the media is not focusing on the right stuff.
Yeah, they're not.
As far as reporting.
They obsess over the same thing. They're obsessing over this guy that they're looking for.
Clicks and ratings.
They're obsessing over, you know, what the Nancy Pelosi and what the House Democrats are going to do and what Kristen Sinema is going to do and what... You know, when they do it, do it. But just report on it once. If you watch the news all day, every single one, they start... That's their lead story on every single show. And I'm like, why isn't your lead story that they're trying to steal our democracy and overthrow our government, and that was a trial run for the next election, and that's why they're redistricting and why they're doing all of the voting suppression rights and why they're all lying all the time? I mean, Trump was on that loss, clearly, on that Arizona recount. They came out and said 10 different ways. The Cyber Ninja CEO, the guy that counted the votes for the fourth time, the original Secretary of State, all the Republicans came out and said, you know, we did it, and Biden picked up 300 votes, and he lost 90 votes, and he won by 400 votes or whatever it was. And Trump goes to the rally the very next day. Well, we won, and we won big. And they're cheering him on. This is scary. This is scary. Here are the numbers. He lost for the fourth or fifth time. I won by a landslide. It's big numbers, big numbers. Yay, you won, you won. Does that not scare you? That puts me into crazy land. I'm like, oh my God, where are we? What is going on in the universe? And it's just like the climate deniers. There's a volcano. There's a fire. There's a flood. There's an earthquake. There's a hurricane. And then that Marjorie Taylor Greene gets on there. There is nothing that anybody can ever do that's going to stop this climate change. You don't believe in science? You don't believe in math? You don't believe in civil rights? What is it? I can't. It's just driving me crazy. Meanwhile... Angelina Jolie apparently accused Brad of using his celebrity status to get special treatment in the custody battle. I had to laugh. He's using his celebrity status like she's a wallflower?
Right.
I mean, that's just hilarious. She's at least as big of a star of him, maybe even a bigger star. Oh, my God.
We need to take our little five-second break. We're about halfway through, and we'll be right back.
Halfway through, and we haven't even gotten started. Oh, no, we started
late. And we're back.
Yeah, we started
late. We started late. Yeah. Okay.
So you're 37 minutes.
We'll finish when we finish. What? In my lap. Jason scared the hell out of me. Where's the dog? He's in my lap. Nicki Minaj's brother, Jelani, was convicted for raping his 11-year-old stepdaughter.
Yeah, I saw that.
Oh my God, and he's facing 25 years to life. And then she came out with that guy got
his
private
testicle
parts blown up because of the vaccine, and now her husband didn't register as a sex offender. Wow, and she's one of the biggest rap stars in the world. So that girl should get it together. Honey, when you don't have anything to lose, you can act like that and hang around with people like that. But when you've got as much to lose as you do, you need to get it together. I wonder if he had a good lawyer. I wonder if he just admitted it. I wonder if he... I just wonder how the whole thing really went down. I mean, I don't know. Very strange. Boris Johnson, Prime Minister of UK, finally admitted that he has 6 kids by 3 different women. So all these years, everyone's been asking him, and he's never said, why wouldn't you just say I have 6 kids? He never wanted to say. I don't understand that. Whatever. I guess Trump made it popular to have 20 kids by 20 women, so now I can say it. And then R. Kelly was convicted.
Yes, I was wondering if you were going to mention that.
That's a pretty big one.
It's a big one.
That's a real big one. They've been after him for years and years. I knew a guy that used to go to Chicago and write songs and do rap with him. And his mother was always a little bit worried about the perception, but she didn't, no one really knew if it was true. Well, it looks like it was.
Oh, yeah. I mean, I remember back when I was younger and the whole thing with Aaliyah and the plane crash and there was all this talk that those two had gotten married. She was only 15 and he had, you know, he was...
She was in a plane crash?
Yeah. They had gone to the Bahamas.
So she's the one that died in that plane crash?
She died, yeah.
Jane
Doe One was his wife.
That was his wife?
It was Aaliyah. She died in the plane crash.
But she had died before they... Was she married to him when she died in the plane crash?
Yes. They had gotten married apparently like a month or two before when she was only 15.
Was that a suspicious... what do you call it?
When the flight or when that happens? No, it was a mechanical problem.
Oh my God!
It was so bad.
Jamie Spears has gotten $1,356,300 in legal fees in the last year. What's his name's
Brittany's dad? That just come in.
Can you believe that just came in on my gossip pile? I have a direct line to all the gossip if anybody ever wants to know. I'm the first one to break it. I know everything before anyone else because I have my little inside sources that give me the gossip. So here's something good for you. This testimonial, I just love this. I have struggled with adult acne my entire life. I'm 37 years old and I started using your skincare products last March, April, May, June, July, August, September, 6 months. I'm also happy with the. I'm so happy with the results. The CBD oil, as a spot treatment, has really helped. Maybe we need to try.
That's
our
what
CBD
we've been telling everybody. That's
treatment.
What Shane did.
A lot of people are saying it's working. We're still trying to get one that's even stronger. My skin cleared up. I'm so thankful and amazed. That was from Tanner from New York. Well, thank you, Tanner. I'm telling you, go to my Instagram and Leah Black Miami. And what day do you post them on? Tuesdays?
On Tuesdays, but we also have them listed on the website as well, so you can see.
Oh, yeah, you got to see the testimonials. They're just phenomenal. So Britney Spears' dad making $1.4 million a year for keeping her in jail?
That was just in legal fees, you said.
Is that what I said?
Yeah.
My God.
He was making
in legal fees.
Yeah,
additionally,
he was making like
additionally another $541,000 for Christ that he also paid out another $541,000 of her money for Christ's PR for him. So he's paying his lawyers with her money, and then he's paying a PR firm $541,000. Her money.
And wasn't he making $125,000 a month or something?
I forgot the number. He was making a lot.
Yeah, it was over $100,000.
No, that would be $1 million a year.
Yeah.
And does he? I heard he lives in a trailer.
That's what I heard too. He lives in a trailer.
It must be one fancy trailer. You know, I don't know. I can't, you know, people just anymore. Okay, so listen to this. This tweet that I read. This is why I'm on Twitter all the time. You get so much information on Twitter. My favorite cousin died at 33 years old, who was not vaccinated, after her pastor husband told her not to take the vaccine because it was the mark of the beast, and she was an only child, 33 years old, listening to the damn pastor. Can you imagine? Do you think he feels guilty?
I mean, probably not.
Do you think he went and got the vaccine afterwards?
I don't know. I mean...
Do you think he realizes that he caused her death, basically?
I don't think that people that have made room for that in their heads are able to decipher between the two. So I think that's just...
I don't know. And then I think I mentioned it last week, that big truck that was driving through town that says, get vaccinated, ad on it. It was a message from the funeral home. So funeral homes running ads going, don't get vaccinated.
No, I love that. I saw that. They were saying don't get vaccinated.
Yeah, we're at 680,000 deaths and counting right now. The United States is number, what number in the world, in the entire world of countries, do you think we are at unvaccinated? Where do you think we rank?
We were the top for a while, so I don't know. We should be in the top three, I think.
We are, and fully vaccinated.
Oh, and fully vaccinated.
We are 45.
Yeah, that's in the bottom.
Number 45. How embarrassing. I don't believe it. Oh, God. And then here's another statistic. In the states that Trump has a 70% approval rating, the 47% of the people that get COVID are dying from COVID. In the states where Biden has a 70% approval rating, only 10% of the people that get COVID are dying. So that means that it's almost five times the amount of people that follow and believe in Trump are dying of the virus as compared to the people that believe in Biden and follow Biden.
So I saw a heat
map
they did of the election in California, and it was the people that voted for the governor to be kept.
Yeah.
And then the map that they put next to it was
the
counties that were where the highest death rates, and it looked exactly the same thing. You could see exactly
where it's five. So you have five times more chance of dying from COVID if you're following these crazies that don't believe in the vaccine. It's unbelievable. The CDC has now made a vaccines approved for certain booster shots for certain categories. You should get it if you qualify. Mm-hmm. That's over a certain age.
People are saying they are getting this.
They need to get it. And you're four times more likely to get the virus in a school that doesn't have the mask mandate. So a school that does not have the mask mandate has a four times bigger ratio of getting the virus than the ones that mandate. So your kid goes to school. Here's a non-vaccinated school and a mask school and a non-mask school. If you go to the non-mask school, you have four times greater chance of getting the virus. And then you come home and you give it to your grandparents or somebody else. I mean, you cannot talk with some people. Oh yeah, that was the Vicky thing we talked about already.
Somebody wants to know what your thoughts are on Meghan King, who used to be on the OC Housewives, is dating Joe Biden's nephew now.
Oh, I saw that. I don't know. I don't know the nephew, and she's got the three kids. Maybe they'll live happily ever after. Well, good for her, because she left that cheating husband of hers. I'll say that. He's a sleazy thing. I never did like him on that. I mean, you can't judge by the show. Some people just aren't TV friendly, but I just had a feeling about him. And the fact that he lived in St. Louis and she lived in L.A., that was just too much. I don't know. Whatever. So next, moving along, the U.S. is pledging to donate 1 billion shots across the globe. So basically, the United States is paying 10% of the global need of shots. Can you believe it? Plus, we're offering the third shot to every citizen in the states that qualifies or wants it. So they've done a hell of a job on getting that vaccine out. When are they going to learn? Hawaii had to divert two flights in one day because a passenger fighting over masks. How would you, let me ask you, you're on a small plane, it's like the 737s are not huge, you're kind of claustrophobic in, you're halfway between here and Hawaii, you're over the water, there's nowhere to land, and these fights start breaking out with passengers. Would that not terrify you? I would die of a heart attack. I would have a heart attack. I'm going to have to carry Valium with me when I fly, or whatever you have to take. Because if I was on a small plane, in the middle, halfway in the ocean, 3 hours to either side, and people started fighting on the plane, I would think they were terrorists. I would think they were drunk. I would think, did they have some kind of a weapon? I'd be petrified. So now the pilots and the airline stewardesses are all saying that they should have criminal charges, and I agree with them. I don't think it should be civil. I don't think paying a fine's enough. I think you go to jail for that. And then there's been 4,000 incidents of violent behavior just this year. 4,000. This is September. That's a lot. And then I don't know if you read that this man tried to storm the JetBlue cockpit. Did you see that? And he started choking the flight attendant. And he was mad over, I forgot what he was mad about. Oh, my God. And then he asked the crew to just shoot him, to just shoot him, put him out of his misery. He's on the day, that was on the Daily Beast. I don't know. All the migrants are now gone from the border, so that's good. I don't know. They put some up. They sent 2,000 back.
The Haitians,
they put 2,000 back. They sent 2,000 back that didn't qualify to be here for any reason. They sent some into the legal system, and they house some with family here while they are put into the system to see if they qualify. So, and then a 504-pound alligator. Remember they were looking for that man, Timothy Satterly, the 71-year-old man, and they thought the alligator ate him? They found his remains inside the 504-pound alligator. Imagine how many purses Jackie
I was just getting ready to say. I was thinking about how many
Jackie, she gets those alligators out of that pond in their backyard, and she takes them down and has the handbags made. I don't know. 30 to 40 minutes of running 5 days a week can reduce cellular aging by 9 years. Well, I used to run all the time. I should do that again. Oh, my God. A Tennessee teenager fatally shot his mother because she took the phone from him, took his cell phone from him, according to the New York Post. I mean, now that's the punishment doesn't meet the crime. She just took his phone from him and he killed her. Yep. Why do these people have guns laying around? I want to know. And then Derek Chauvin, remember the case with
George Floyd?
Well, he's going to appeal his murder conviction. Well, good luck with that. I don't know. Oh, here's one for Texas. Remember now, if you get pregnant in Texas and someone turns you in, if you try to have an abortion, they get $10,000. So this was a tweet that went out. Maybe before a Texas woman has sex with someone, she should require a $10,000 security deposit plus attorney's fees.
Yeah.
I think that's hilarious. And just keep the 10. Just call it prostitution. Oh, my God. So there's that. I don't know. It's just too much. And then in Albuquerque in June, that pilot that was flying that balloon where 3 people died plus him, he had cocaine and marijuana in his system. How do you take a hot air balloon with 3 people up in the air when you're on cocaine and marijuana? And shouldn't have the owner of the company noticed that the guy was high? Wouldn't you notice if you were getting on an air balloon with somebody and they were high? Wouldn't you notice that? Well, it crashed. I don't know. Some people hide it, I guess, really, really well. And then there was a train derailment. We saw that. 3 people died on that. But you don't hear about any of this. All you hear about is that guy that the FBI's looking for and Nancy Pelosi and the Democrats fighting over and the bills are trying to pass. That's all we're hearing about now.
Yep.
There were 77% of the murders in 2000, year 2020, were from handguns or guns. But we're still giving them out those guns like they're candy. So let's see what else. Maybe we'll end early, so since we started late. I don't know. What should we talk about? Is there anything else pressing that we want to talk about? Because I can do this next week.
You might just mention the podcast. You just did the interview.
Oh, yeah. What was the name of that? I forgot.
So Leah just did the interview for Behind the Velvet Rope with David. I forget his last name.
So now what's the deal on that? Is that posted?
It'll be posted everywhere on all podcast providers and everything, but it's one of the top podcasts out there right now.
So what does that mean, one of the top?
That means that it is one of the most listened to and downloaded every week. That means millions of people are watching.
Oh, millions?
Oh, yeah. They have millions of people.
Oh,
listeners.
I should have done my hair. Makeup.
That's why I told you this morning it was one of the top ones.
Yeah, but one of the top, what does that mean, one of the top ones?
I mean, it's a lot.
It's like a million
people? So, like,
people?
If you went to, like, iTunes and looked at the top 10, it would probably be in that top 10 in pop culture.
Oh, well, who knew? I didn't know all of that.
Yeah, it's a big one. It's a big one.
That's a good one.
Yeah, no, and...
So it was called Behind the Velvet Ropes.
Yeah, it's Behind the Velvet
Ropes.
So they'll
nice
be releasing that
too.
Soon. And then we also can mention... The 2 podcasts you just recently did, the She's a Times 10, or a 10,
10
times,
times
5.
Those girls are so cute.
Yes, I love them to death.
They're so cute.
They also, this week, thanked you for the pillows. They had,
oh, they got them?
They sent
oh,
me
good.
A text and said that they showed them on their new podcast this week.
Oh, good.
And people were asking them if you had them for sale, and I told them they could go to the website. And,
are they on
they
there now?
Yeah, they're
okay,
on there.
Okay, good.
No,
We don't have that many left.
No.
We,
no.
like, have a handful left.
Yeah, so
they were all custom handmade.
I told him to call him.
And yeah, but they're cute. Okay,
and then
I like
you
them.
Also did the two chefs, the two guys from Hollywood.
Oh, yeah, the two guys from Hollywood.
Yeah, we have to shoot that video today, too.
Oh, my God, don't forget. You I forgot know, last week.
Well, you had to leave because of the dogs, so.
Oh, my God. Between the dog, can you believe how much money I've spent at the vet? I just can't. I feel sorry for people. They have their little dogs, and you go to the vet, and they try to charge you that much.
Oh,
my God. I felt so sorry. I mean, I was thinking about telling Heidi she could get her, if her son wanted to get a rescue, because he's always wanted a dog. He comes to our house and plays with the dogs, that I would just pay the vet bill. Well, after that.
Yeah, no.
I thought, Jason's going to kill me. He's already over there like, here we go. We're taking care of an hour. Well, by the way, you know that guy that got arrested in Walmart for not paying for the diapers and everything? I'm still trying to find him because I want to send him some money. He went to checkout. His credit card didn't go through. He went home. He tried another credit card. It didn't go through. He went home with the diapers and some wet ones and came, got another credit card and came back and tried to pay. And they have a warrant out to arrest him. If I can find him, I'm going to pay his bills. That's terrible. I can't with these people anymore. That's just terrible. Okay, so with this, I'm going to leave you with this. Do you know a narcissist? Let me tell you. Do you know one? I know a few. Listen to this one. I just love it. Everything will revolve around this person. It will be all about their needs, their wants, and their life. Nothing will ever be their fault. Even with their evidence to the contrary, it is never their fault. Now, who doesn't believe in evidence? Just think about that. We know. The neglect you take for granted and never make you feel important enough or valuable. So they neglect you, they take you for granted, and they will never make you feel important or valuable. In other words, they just throw you out. They're selfish is an understatement when you're dealing with them. They lack empathy and compassion. And only their feelings are the only ones that count. And everyone around them are objects to be used for their own gratification and needs. Does that not tell you a lot about somebody that we know that's trying to ruin the world we live in? Mm-hmm. Okay, guys, I'll see you next week.
We'll
same place, same time, same gossip.
And don't forget about the fall event sale on leahblack.com, and we'll talk to you next week. Thanks for listening.
Hi, this is Craig Robinson from Ways to Win, and support for this podcast comes from Invesco QQQ. Invesco QQQ is proud to sponsor this episode, and even prouder to provide access to innovation for the last 25 years. Basketball has had innovations over the years, too. We're seeing the game played in new ways every day. Learn more at Invesco.com/QQQ. Let's rethink possibility. Invesco Distributors, Inc.